Hello. Welcome to Live Well Lifestyle with Perry Yeh. I'm your hostess today for our different kind of webinar, not the clay webinar, but look at our spiritual life and how the mind-body connection works with our body and wellness, and just freeing us from a lot of stress sometimes. Our topic today is faith. Without it, we would remain lost in struggles of our own making. There comes a time when we get a little ball of yarn going so big and we can't keep up with it, that sometimes we need to turn it over to a higher power and let it go. And what the question comes to mind, what is faith? It's easy to say and hard to do. It's complete trust or confidence in someone or something, a strong belief or trust in someone or something, a strong or unshakable belief, confidence, optimism, hopefulness, and hope. Simply put, the biblical definition of faith is trusting in something you cannot explicitly prove. So it's trusting in the unknown or trusting in the unseen. And I think as a society, we are very embedded in having to see proof. We want scientific proof. We want to see results before we do anything. We can't enter into things without knowing. We want a guarantee before we begin, you might say. And this leads to a lot of worry for us. Are you a chronic worrier? As you look back at all the times of worry and concern, has worrying ever given you peace of mind? Has it ever helped a situation get better? Yet, when we feel out of control, we stress out and worry rather than seeking the solutions in the stillness and quietness of our mind, rather than in the stress and panic. What degree of doubt in God do you have that you have to think that you can control all situations by yourself? Worrying is using your imagination to create something you want. Worrying holds you back. It cripples your thinking, destroys your motivation, and fuels your imagination of the worst things that can happen. Dreading or worrying is simply a rehearsal for actual failure. Now get that. It merely holds you back, cripples your thinking, destroys your motivation, fuels your imagination for the worst things that can happen, and is simply a dress rehearsal for actually failure. So why do we keep worrying? It's a habit. Your stress is a red flag signal that you need to turn it over to God and to untangle your little ball of yarn. Some of the most church-going people I know still do not trust God with their burdens. It's easy to say but hard to do, much like asking for forgiveness or forgiving others. The letting go part and the releasing it all into the hands of God is where doubt creeps in, and we hang on for dear life to that thing that's tearing us apart. So what is so hard about talking to God and saying, "Here, God, take these burdens from me. It's more than I can bear. I desperately need to ask for your help." Now give your list of worries to Him. Take a deep breath. Release as you give your list to Him. Feel the weight lifted from your shoulders. Take a time out to sit and watch nature, or just close your eyes and meditate, relaxing and letting go, surrendering it all. Meditate if necessary, and you can let the tears flow. Notice how things start to unravel from this point forward. When you can get total releasing, magical things begin to happen. The universe will connect the dots and orchestrate the solutions. God has set it up that way. Doors will open. Opportunities and solutions will arise where you thought none were possible. And all you had to do was to let go and to be at peace. The universe has infinite organizing power, and as conscious beings, we have already access to this realm simply by spending time in the stillness and silence. To find that still place to be still and listen. The same consciousness orchestrates the myriad of rhythms of the whole world dwells in within each of us. Get that. The same consciousness orchestrates this myriad of rhythms of the whole world that dwells within each of us. As we cultivate present moment awareness and remain open to the many opportunities life offers, we open to the power within us to realize all our dreams with effortless ease. That came from Deepak Chopra. Complaining about anything holds you in a place of refusing to receive the things you've been asking for. So you have an obligation to be a part player, a player in this, and stay in that open receiving main. And when you start complaining, you're saying you're asking for the negative instead of the positive. Justifying about anything holds you in a place of refusing to let it in, and let in the very things that you've been asking for. Blaming someone holds you in the space of refusing to let in the things you've been asking for. Feeling guilty, feeling angry. It doesn't matter what you call it, it's a refusal and not a conscious one. You're asking and you can't help but ask, and the universe is yielding, it must yield. It's a big question, folks. Why aren't you letting it in? Can you give up your worrying? Can you give up your control and just let it in? The universe is God. This is His divine plan for you. When you understand the two quotes above about faith, then faith becomes easy. You have to be a participant and not complaining, not blaming, take responsibility, and just own it all, be at peace with it, and let it go. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." That's the part that hangs us up. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Faith is knowing that even though you can't see it, it can happen. Even though you can't visualize how your money's going to come to you, it can still come to you in ways you haven't even dreamed of. As the quote goes on, the passage goes on, it says, "This is what ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's commandment, so that what is seen was made out of what was visible." Was not made out of what was visible. So in the beginning, what we see now wasn't there until God made it. Proverbs 6:13, "Commit your works to the Lord and your plans will be established." He's a player in this. Tell Him what you want. Tell Him what your goals are. Make a plan for your future. What do you want to do, be, or be? Share it with God. Tell Him you need His help. "I know where I want to go, but I'm not sure how to get there." He already has a plethora of plans stored up for you. By faith, you can make your dreams come true, but you have to believe. Psalms 5:22 says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." So in your belief in Him, He will support you. Matthew 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will rest you or refresh you." In Matthew 6:27-34, it says, "Do not worry. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and body and more than clothes? Look at the birds in the air. Do they not sow or reap or store away in the barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them? Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add one single hour to your life? I want you to think about that. Can any one of you, by worrying, add one single hour to your life? Worry is totally worthless and a waste of time. And passage 28 says, "And why do you worry about clothes? You see how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. And if that is how God clothes the grass and the fields, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Faith is the means to access all that God has stored up for you in his grace. So it's already there, stored for you, and faith is the way to access it, by believing, by having conviction, by being confident in what you're asking for will come to you. You don't have to know the how-tos. Just have faith. Your wishes and prayers only manifested when they are in harmony with and congruent with your thoughts and actions. Pray with faith that it can happen. So when you ask for it, but you don't believe it can happen, it's not going to happen. That negative energy will pop up. Joel 2:25 says, "God can restore all that is broken and change it into something amazing. All you need is faith." Isn't that wonderful? He can take all that is broken and restore it and change it into something amazing. I met a little preacher the other day, and he was in his 70s, advanced 70s, and he and his wife had had little churches here and there. He never had a big congregation, but his house caught on fire and burned to the ground. Everything they owned burned to the ground, and they were left nothing but what they had with them and on them at the time. And yet friends and neighbors and relatives came around, and someone offered him an empty rent house. People brought furniture over, food, clothes, televisions, fans, everything needed. They did a fundraiser for him and raised thousands and thousands of dollars. And people eventually built a house for him. And today he said, "You know, we lost a lot of things that we couldn't take with us anyway. But actually, the house we live in now is better than the one that burned to the ground." So he could find the good in it. And he had faith. He didn't have to know how. He didn't have to know how to build a house. But people reached out, and friends that he had been kind to and had served came to his help. And everybody chipped in and furnished him food and refrigerators. You need a washer and dryer. Some people volunteered that. Some stores donated things. And everything they need was restored in better condition than it had been before. That's what faith is. The same man told me a story about when he was in World War II and in Korea. He was a gunner on a B-52, and he was the gunner in the middle of the plane. And there was a tail gunner that was a little guy that didn't speak much to anybody. He kind of kept to himself, and he just wasn't very social, or, nobody really got to know him because he just stayed off to himself and was really quiet. He did his job, but he just didn't interact with people. and said they were running a mission into Korea or down the Yellow River and in Vietnam, and they couldn't cross over the Yellow River. And the jets on the other side were just waiting for them, and they were running night missions to go in and bomb where they knew were warehouses of arms and things. And the jets on the other side were just waiting for them, and so they were sitting ducks, and their plane got shot up pretty bad, and they had to make it back to Japan. They knew if they landed in that area, I said Korea, I'm not sure if it was Korea or Vietnam, I think it was Vietnam, that they were goners. So the tail gunner crawled out of his little place, and he had to crawl through this tunnel in the back of the plane to make it to the middle of the plane, and he knew they were shot up pretty bad and losing fuel. And he came up to the rest of the guys, and he looked at my friend, and he said, "Albert, do you know how to pray? Can you pray?" And Albert said, "Yes." He said, "I think it's time for us to get around and pray that we can get back to home base." Well, they knew that they couldn't make it back to their home port, but at least if they could get into Japan, there was a landing field there where they'd be safe. And they sat there, those men, joined hands, and prayed in earnest and with faith that their plane would hold together and get them back to Japan. And sure enough, the plane landed in Japan. And Albert's job was, after the mission, was to get a stick and stick it into the wing where they filled the planes with gas and measure how much gas was left so they would know how much they might need for the next mission. And they could kind of monitor their distance and the amount of gas they used. And he took the dipstick and stuck it in that wing, and he pulled it out. It was bone dry. There wasn't a drop on it. And he did it again, and he tried to do it at an angle. And everywhere he poked the stick and pulled it out, it was bone dry. And he went around to the other wing, and he did the same thing. And again, it was brain. There wasn't a drop of fuel left in that plane, but they managed to land it. And he said, all of us knew that it was the miracle and that we came in on the wings of God. And that, my friends, is unseen faith, and the faith that we need when we ask things of God. And you talk about believing in the unseen and the unimaginable. It was not imaginable that they would have enough to make it back, and yet they did. The more one has fear of anything, the more vibrational match to the thing they fear they are. And that is what they become. So do not operate out of fear, but operate out of hope and faith. So the only remaining questions are, what will it take for you to trust God completely, to have complete faith in the Almighty? What would you ever not trust him with? He knows every hair on our heads. Why not trust him with our worries? Why in heaven's name do you keep worrying? That's a big one. I'd like to ask everybody, these worry warts, why do you keep working? You worrying, you go to church, you read the Bible, you studied all this, and yet you continue to worry and fret over little things and big things. Give it to God. Let him help you with the answers you want. In the words of the song, you got to have faith, faith, faith. You got to have faith. Now, that song doesn't necessarily pertain to the faith we're talking about, but yeah, we got to have faith. Why do we not have faith that all things are possible? I wonder that all the time. I'm a wonderer, and I will question things. Why do we not have faith? All you need is faith. In closing, here's a thought. Some things are not happening right now because the timing isn't perfect for you. Some you're not letting happen because you're very aware of where you are. But all things, as they are happening in perfect order. And if you will relax and begin saying, everything is in its perfect time. Everything is unfolding. I am enjoying where I am now into relation to where I am going. Content where I am and eager for more. That's the perfect vibrational stance. Until we can be at peace with where we are, we can never get to something better. We need to find the things we're thankful for in the little things. The couple whose house burned to the ground when they were in their advanced age and they're nearly 80 years old, they were thankful they were alive and they had each other and they had a little bit of their health left, you know, and they trusted, and out of the woodwork came everything they needed. Some donated by stores that heard their story. Some donated by friends. A lot of people chipped in money, brought food, brought clothes, brought shoes, brought furniture, appliances for the kitchen, pots and pans, silverware, you name it, it was furnished to them. And as it ended up, they had more than they began with. And maybe they didn't have some little family treasures, but they still had those memories. Nothing can take that. And you're not going to take that with you anyway. It was kind of like a cleansing. So have faith that whatever happens, something better will come from it. And that there's something new waiting for you that's even better. What could you not know if you but knew that all things were planned by one whose only purpose was your highest good? I love that quote. It comes from A Course in Miracles. And I look at the world today and the people that call and try to sell you things, and all of them are coming from fear-based. They want to sell you life lock security systems for your home, insurance that your car, you know, on your car, your warranty's gone. I need to sell you insurance. And it's all coming from fear. Come from love. Let go of the fear. And come from love. And when you're in doubt, find those quiet, still moments, when those moments when you can go inside and be still and take a deep breath and release the worries and let them go, just like water go rolling off a duck's back. And take a deep breath. And when you exhale, just feel all the fear, all the burden collapsing as you let go of it and it slides off from your body. Knowing that something better is in your future, and go to bed with that thought in mind, that each day something even more beautiful is on its way to you. That, my friends, is faith. So I wish you faith, hope, and love, and peace of mind. Avoid fear thoughts. People try to drown you in the fear thoughts, and you don't have to accept them. I don't have, home alarm system. I live in a safe neighborhood, and I believe I'm safe, and I always have been. And that's my belief, and I stand by it. So this is Perry A. wishing you faith, hope, and no more worries. Surrender your worries and your burdens, and watch the doors open as you ask for what you need. This is Perry A. signing out and wishing you a wonderful week.